two persons per bedroom. The fire department allows one person per 200 square feet. The fire department is not including the occupancy on their inspection report. For villas with a loft, 1,693 base area, the limit would be 8. Villa with no loft, 1,277 base area, limit would be 6. According to Dave Satter, our senator, nightly rentals are not included in the lodging statute, Chapter 315. Taney County should adopt strict rules on nightly rentals. This past weekend, we had 16 occupants at 209 Stony Point. The PNZ approved it for 12. We did send in a complaint, and we asked that it be given to you. It was a formal complaint. This is what we contend with. The management company does not know who is occupying the property other than the person who is on the rental agreement. This is what's going to happen with this additional nightly rental. It needs to be compatible with the neighbor, as the P&Z members are now voting that it must be compatible. It must have buffers. And we respectfully request the reversal of this permit for the errors that were made by the P&Z for not abiding by the guidance code on the application and the decision. Code issues, especially on compatibility, buffering, and occupancy.
I feel that the voices of the permanent residents should be heard. We have a vested interest in our home and our community. And in your packet there, if you will please look at, we have a spreadsheet. It is a list of 56 households in our community who have given their permission to present their names on this list in opposition of nightly rentals to you, the BOA members. I would like to list some of the additional problems we as permanent residents have had to contend with. We have had a renter break into a residence villa, and the sheriff did respond. We have had shady people walking our streets unknown to us. We have had triple the amount of traffic in and out of our neighborhood. We have had trash, beer cans thrown in our streets. We have had unsupervised kids throwing rocks at our sign. We have had a renter knock down a streetlight and drive away. We have had 16 people staying in a home that was only approved for 12. Our neighborhood pool is so inundated with renters that we as permanent residents have lost the enjoyment of our pool. And if you will look in your packet, there is a review from one of the renters. You can see the controversy we have over the use of the pool. We also had one renter that was actually smoking marijuana on his front porch and had a pistol in his boot.
So according to the guidance code, we are asking you to reconsider and deny this permit. Compatibility is the main issue, and there is no compatibility when it is a 12-inch wall. According to your Appendix H, for buffers, 25 feet originally. I do realize that it does say wall. However, on that, if you take layman's term, reading that, that does not mean an inside common wall shared by two different owners.
And just one last comment. I feel that this needs to stop, and I hope that you will be in support of our appeal. I think, like Mr. Boone said, paraphrasing him, the cat is out of the bag, but I hope that we can put the rest of them back in, Mr. Boone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know that we have five other people here, six other people to speak. It doesn't say if you're for or against the appeal, but Mr. Lamberson, are you? Are you?
Yes, I like.
Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Steve Lamberson. I live at 132 Lugano Lane, and I do live next door in a villa to a nightly rental. So what I'd like to say is, as per your guidelines, they drafted them saying that nightly rental people live differently than permanent residents. Last Thursday night, we had somebody show up 10:30 at night coming into the home. When somebody comes into that home at 10:30 at night, it sounds like they're in our living room. We're like, what the heck is going on? They were up till 1 o'clock moving in, moving furniture, walking around. So it keeps us awake. This isn't the first time. We have different types of nightly rental people. You have, let's say, six golfers come. Well, those folks like to barbecue and drink and go out on their deck. When they're out on that deck, they might as well be in our living room. We can hear full conversations. They talk louder the more they drink. Then we have, take two or three couples, they bring two or three kids. For some reason, when people are on vacation, they walk differently. They like to stomp. And the kids, it's not in their regular house. They let the kids just run up and down the stairs, run around the house. Now, these are wood floors next to us. I'm sure you can imagine what it sounds like. So we've lived there 4.5 years. It was turned into a nightly rental 2 years ago. Now, our neighbor told the fire department that it's been nightly rental since he owned it. It was not. So he didn't have to put fire sprinklers in. Of course, we don't have a firewall. So all we have is 10 inches of separation. According to your guidelines, that does not qualify as a buffer. It never should have qualified for a buffer, and these never should have been approved. So I'm here hoping that you guys, somebody has got to these guidelines and said, residential and nightly rental people, they do live differently. And I want people to have a good time here. But they should have a good time in the business and commercial areas with the other lodging areas. Those areas are designed for people who come here to rent and have a good time. Ours is not. The enjoyment of our house has been lost. Also, which I found out, this was in Ozark Law and Economy. Weekly and nightly rentals will disqualify a subdivision or condominium from many types of mortgage financing, such as Fannie Mae programs. As you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is the big gorilla in our loans, about 80% of the market. What is allowed to exist in one house or unit affects the whole development. Vacation rentals are not neighborly. This disqualification will usually apply to the entire development, not just the home or condo unit being rented. So apparently what we have done here, if I try to sell my house, the people who try to buy my house won't be able to qualify for a loan because the person, the unit next door is a nightly rental. So now there's a buyer pool out there. There's very few people be able to buy my house now. It would have to be a cash buyer. Of course, I have to disclose it as a nightly rental. Now, when people go into a real estate office, they don't go in there and say, you know what? One of our qualifications is we want to live next door to a nightly rental. So find us a place where we can have neighbors all the time who we don't know, who we can't trust. We put an alarm system in our house. I don't leave my garage door open anymore. And we're constant abuse to noise. So our quality of life has greatly diminished. So I would hope in the future you don't approve any more of these. I don't know what I'm going to do in our situation when we go to sell the house, because the buyer will not be able to get a loan. And people who buy it, I have to disclose the fact that it's a nightly rental. And there are people, I've met two new neighbors in our area, they weren't told there's nightly rentals. Roger and Alice, they're up on Greystone. They weren't told there was a nightly rental house next door to them. We've had two buyers back out of transactions in the neighborhood because of nightly rentals. They weren't told, they find out there's nightly rentals, and they back out of the transaction. I've been a real estate broker and agent for almost 30 years. Nobody buying a home wants to live next door to a nightly rental. So the real estate agents who have told you that they're going to increase the values are definitely wrong. Our prices are holding steady. Matter of fact, they're dropping right now. We have one they were up to about 189, they're dropping back down to 182. And we know it's a good market right now. So, but the word is out in Branson that we have nightly rentals, and it has affected our neighborhood. So we do have, I walk the neighborhood almost every day. There's trash out there. I pick the trash up. Somebody's got to pick it up. We do have beer cans and trash, and there's styrofoam in the aqueducts. I had to get the one of the guys to go down there and get that out of there because it will clog the drains up. So it's different now. It's different than it was 4.5 years ago when I moved in. So I would appreciate if you deny any more future night rentals. We have more than our fair share in there already. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Paul Frampton, are you of the same opinion?
My name's Paul Frampton. I live at 198 Stony Point. I've got a nightly rental three houses down at the corner, which it was decided that they had to put a buffer in, which has got some trees about like that. There's two houses across the street from me that are nightly rentals, and no one has made them put a buffer in. The permit calls for 12. There's 16 people in that today. And I talked to one of the guys there, and he said he didn't think there was any regulations inside the house that pertained to any actions that they did outside the house. It had things where, you know, they had to have the temperature to certain stuff and all this kind of stuff there. But there was no regulation in there that said that you know, they couldn't park on the street, anything like that. I know sometimes somebody might say, well, the HOA, they're not denying them, they're not stopping them. We don't have a real HOA. There is not a person on there that owns a residence in Branson Creek. And they don't live there either. So they really don't care one way or another. That's my opinion. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Cheryl, are you also here?
Yes. Hi, I'm Cheryl Cinco. I'll make this short, but bear with me as I give you a little history because I think that'll help to establish my credibility. I'm a permanent resident. I'm a widow. I bought a fieldstone villa because of the safety and security. I bought it 3 years ago. At the time I bought, I had a permanent resident living next to me. That unit was sold a year and a half ago. The P&Z issued a permit for nightly rentals to my new neighbors. A year ago, I appealed, and the P&Z, you upheld their decision. So, because I have personally experienced living by both permanent residents and nightly rentals, I know for a fact that my common wall is certainly not soundproofed, especially when there are multiple families and children. I stand by every other argument you have heard against nightly rentals. Believe me, it's true, and I'm living that experience. I live directly behind 114 Fieldstone and 122 Fieldstone, which you're going to be hearing next. I can clearly see and hear when they have families out on their deck. Our villas are duplexes, ideal for permanent older residents, but they are not made for nightly rentals. I will again be impacted by your decisions tonight on both 114 and 122 Fieldstone. This is your opportunity to rectify a wrong that has been done to us permanent residents in Branson Creek. Please, no more nightly rentals in Fieldstone. They are not compatible. Do you have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Okay.
Lisa?
My name's Lisa Sprague. We own a villa at 122 East Tuscany Court. We are not permanent residents yet. About 10 years ago, my husband Randall and I, we live in Rogersville, and we decided we wanted to buy a place down here to hopefully retire, if I can ever get him to retire. And we spent about 3 years looking. We looked at lakefront. We looked at resort-type areas. And what sold us on Branson Creek was it was a community. And you could feel that 7 years ago when we bought it. And we've never had any problems. We're down there about once a month.